From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 14th, 2022. This week's episode, the third in a series of episodes on water in U.S. civil rights history, explores water access and use in African American civil rights history. The episode particularly focuses on a May 2018 essay, The Role of Water in African American History, written by Tyler Perry of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, for the blog Black Perspectives, published by the African American Intellectual History Society. We set the stage with three water sounds related to different aspects of African American and civil rights history. Have a listen for about 30 seconds and see what connections you think these sounds have to that history. You heard Chesapeake Bay waves, children swimming at a public pool, and water coming out of a fire hose. These represent three broad themes in African Americans' relationships with water. 1. Uses of natural water bodies for livelihoods, recreation, transportation, repression, and resistance. 2. Access, or lack thereof, to officially segregated water facilities, as occurred with swimming pools, water fountains, river ferries, and other facilities prior to the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964. And 3, water used as a weapon against citizens demonstrating for civil rights, as in the use of fire hoses on demonstrators in Birmingham, Alabama, Danville, Virginia, and other places. In his essay on water and African American history, Tyler Perry notes these and several other ways that, quote, water was often present at key moments in the Black experience. Here are some other examples from Dr. Perry's essay. The location of African societies near water. The Atlantic transport of enslaved Africans to American colonies and then the United States. Use of American waterways, including the James and other Virginia rivers, in the movement of enslaved people. Rivers and other waters providing routes of escape from slavery, segregation of African Americans into areas susceptible to flooding, and the importance of water in culture and spiritual practices. Viewing these examples collectively, Dr. Perry's essay states, quote, one finds that water holds a dual role in the history of Black culture and intellectual thought. In one sense, water is an arena for resistance that liberates, nourishes, and sanctifies a people. But it can also be weaponized by hegemonic forces seeking to degrade, poison, or eliminate rebellious populations. Unquote. Thanks to Tyler Perry for his scholarship on this topic and for assisting Virginia Water Radio with this episode. We close with some music for the role of water in African American history. Here's a 50-second arrangement of Wade in the Water, an African American spiritual dating back to the time of slavery in the United States, and connected to the history of the Underground Railroad and the modern civil rights movement. This arrangement was composed by and is performed here by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at the Yale School of Music. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.